Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
How did you break up with the last person you broke up with? Tell me how that went down. Ooh, on the spot a little bit.
That's a long time ago, Jennifer Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago.
Like, you were at a restaurant, you were in your house, you were on the phone.
Yes, you know what? It was a restaurant. We'd been talking about it for a while, and then we went to the restaurant, sealed the deal.
Is that true?
It's true.
Broke up at a restaurant? Was there crying?
There was.
Oh.
It was a washroom visit. Whatever. Happens. Long time
ago. What kind of restaurant? Like a good restaurant? Tell me you took her to a good restaurant before you kicked her ass to the curb.
Listen here, it was mutual.
Mutual? You just told me she was crying in the bathroom.
Well, whatever. Girls get emotional.
Oh,
and I'm like, check, please.
And your brow just gets furrowed.
Whatever.
So you didn't like make her pay for half of it? You took care of the bill on that one?
That's funny.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, I'm just checking. I thought, you know, you can pay somebody to break up with your significant or unsignificant other now.
I wish. If I had only known that then, could they have gone to dinner for me and picked up the bill too?
Well, this is only in Australia so far. This is brilliant. This is so smart. We shouldn't be doing this break. I'd like to open the Canadian chapter of this business because I'll break up with people for you. No problem.
Just rip that Band-Aid right off.
Nah,
tear their
whatever.
Heart out and stomp on
You're
it.
You're right. You take the emotions out of it and it's strictly business.
I know.
Business is business and love is bull.
I know.
Oni. That's okay. What my father said to me.
How much do I have to pay to get somebody to break up with somebody for me?
Well, depends. Do you want to just have a message, like a text, or do you want to have a email or a handwritten letter? A phone call is available. Also, you could send flowers for a little extra.
Like a breakup bouquet?
Yes. Or an actual person to break the bad news.
At minimum, I would go for the phone call. Do I have to pay the long distance charges if they call from Australia?
Probably.
Could I might?
Yeah, like
I'm
I think
sorry, but Mike is done with you.
The texts start at $5.50. But some stranger just walks up to you and says that a person wants to break up with you, you're going to think that they're crazy.
Could they do it in Australian? I bet you there's a different word for it down there.
For breaking up?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, like I don't what? Know. They have different words for everything.
Like didgeridone?
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.